After dozens of faithful prayed the final prayer of the day, Imam Mujahid al-Fayed thanked those who showed area Muslims kindness on a day when suspicions could have run very high.
Some of them might be here with us. Some of them, a majority of them, they offered a kind of support, the moral support, even the physical support. They said that we can really accommodate some of your families if you need that in our houses. This kind of unity is the thing that we are looking for. The unity of faith.
Muslim Student Association member Imad Rahman, who conducted a discussion session after the service, says they've had no more than a couple of minor reports of harassment so far. He says, though, people may still be trying to comprehend just what happened.
More than making judgments right now, a lot of people are just in shock about how big the catastrophe was, and including, you know, Muslims, non-Muslims, all Americans. And we feel the grief with all the other Americans in the country.
Rahman doesn't believe the backlash from the media and the public has been as strong as it was after the Oklahoma City bombing, which in the end was not connected to the Middle East. But attendees at the service were still advised to travel in groups, call for rides if they feel uncomfortable, and don't hesitate to call 911 if they're intimidated by anyone. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.